On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, as the winter creeps in, you might feel your energy starting to dip, and you often hear people talking about supplements and what kind of energy boosting supplements should we be taking. Dr. Ravi Gill is with me here on the line today because you have some tips and tricks as to how we can all maybe keep ourselves a little bit fresh into the autumn season, Ravi.
Yes, I do. So it's completely normal for our energy to dip this time of year. With the days getting shorter, there's obviously less sunlight exposure, and that has a massive impact in terms of the way just our bodies function, which can contribute to us feeling a little bit more lower, just quite sluggish, low in energy. I think one of the best things that a lot of people recommend is to take vitamin D sort of all the way throughout the year. Because of the reduced sunlight exposure, it actually can contribute to vitamin D deficiency, and that can be linked to a lower mood sort of presentation within the colder winter months. So that I would say for sure.
Is that the case for everybody, or does it depend on your genetic makeup or age?
I think it's a combination of different things. I know within the scientific research, there's a lot which says that those from a South Asian background suffer with a vitamin D deficiency. And I think the general health line guidance is just for everybody to take it as that precaution, because we never know when we fully dip out of it as well. I mean, the weather in the UK, let's be honest, is not exactly tropical, so it's not going to harm us in any way to take something.
I can tell you it's a lot worse. It's probably a lot worse here in Ireland. We've a storm just from overnight as well and yesterday. But I mean, the thing that I find, Ravi, that the thing that always gets me when we head into the autumn period now and into the winter months, it's just that real sluggish feeling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is,
energy,
but it's
our motivation. We just can't do the things that we usually are able to kind of pick ourselves up and get going, isn't it?
So what's actually happening to our body, you know, when we feel like that?
So what happens is, obviously, like I said, because of the lack of sunlight, it actually disrupts our normal, what we call circadian rhythm. So we just feel out of sync with what our day cycle looks like, what our night cycle looks like. And obviously, when we see darkness outside, it signals to our bodies that it's now nighttime, which is where we experience the dip of energy. But that happens throughout the day because the days are just shorter. So naturally, we just feel like, actually, if we look outside and it's dark at 4 o'clock, biologically, our body starts to wind down. But realistically, we've still got work and life to carry on with, and it can make it quite difficult.
So do we all need a vitamin D supplement?
I think, like I said, there's a lot of body of research around it, which says it's not harmful if you do take it quite consistently. And anything to help your mood sort of within the winter months is obviously going to have a positive impact. I know we're not able to get up and out as much as we perhaps would like to, but any kind of daylight sunlight exposure is just always beneficial. So if we can't get out sort of first thing in the morning because it's too dark, try and taking that lunchtime walk when it's like peak, I say sunlight in inverted commas, but just getting out in that fresh air can really help to give yourself that little bit of a boost. Going out for a walk has such neurological benefits that it can only contribute towards better sort of mental well-being.
What other supplements do we require?
It depends on an individual basis. I know that the vitamin and well-being supplement market is booming. Mm. Lots of people take lots of different things for different reasons. A general all-rounder A to Z, I think a lot of people take. But I think I would be mindful and say always do your research. If you want to speak to a health professional to get that particular guidance, that would perhaps be suggested.
Like, how do you know what you need? Is it only by getting maybe a blood test done that you'd recognise where you're deficient?
I would assume so, yes. So a baseline blood test will give you an indication as to where your levels are low. And then any kind of supplements on top of that would just help to get that up to a baseline level. It's not going to exceed it, but certainly get you to what we've, again, described as like normal functioning levels.
The other thing we hear mentioned quite frequently, you know, over the next couple of weeks is SAD, the seasonal affective disorder. Are we all prone to that?
I think it's So first of all, SAD is very much a clinical condition, and it can be diagnosed as such. But I think what typically is the difference between just general low mood within the winter and SAD is that SAD has those recurrent depressive episodes that consistently occur within the darker months. So we almost form a cycle around those particular spaces. And it's not just the winter months. It's not just sort of our energy levels and low mood. We can also notice it with appetite, loss of interest, those really kind of impact to our working schedule, impact to our relationships. There's just a change within ourselves that becomes so overwhelming that it can get quite difficult to manage. Whereas if it is just that low energy and dip in motivation, we might just have it interfere with our day-to-day functioning ever so slightly, but we're still able to do the things that are important.
Mm. You know, the kind of the generic over-the-shelf or on-the-shelf supplements that the big brands, I suppose, Ravi, a lot of our listeners would be familiar with. As we age or as we get older, I assume we require different levels of supplements.
Yes, we do. Because again, as our body grows older, we will be deficient in certain things. Naturally, we lose, I'm thinking just of collagen off the top of my head, it's Menopause Awareness Month. So I know that there's a lot of talk about as you get older, you need to take more collagen because naturally, when we get to a certain age, our body starts to deplete with those particular levels. So there is that increase of people looking out and doing that research to try and get whatever they need to keep themselves as healthy as they can.
Dr. Ravi Gill, Ravi, listen, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. Hopefully some tips there to help boost everybody's energy or help you mind your energy into the autumn period. Ravi, thanks so much for your time here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.